And today on XS Sport, going to be catching up with Toby Lutwyche, of course, the very successful coach and nearly the goal kicker of the year last year, but not quite, from the 2021 season at the Queenstown Crows Footy Club. Good morning to you, mate. Good to catch up with you. How's the new year been so far?
Yeah, g'day, Skurf. Yeah, looking, obviously, it's been a good start to the year so far. Obviously, lots of beautiful weather around the West Coast, which has been great. Let's just hope that it continues for football season this year.
I heard you got married as well.
Yep, got married.
Congratulations, Amelia, mate. So, yep.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate that. So, it was good to... It's a good start to the month.
Indeed. Well done, mate. All right. Well, what's the shape up of your team so far? We've got some new recruits, haven't you, this year?
Yeah, look, we're pretty positive about the upcoming year, Skurvo. I mean, look, first time ever that we've won both premierships in 1 year. So I suppose a big part of it is not necessarily to go out and just try and find lots of blokes to recruit. It's about retaining your list.
That's right.
And developing that depth. Which we obviously have. We debuted a lot of young players last year, which was fantastic.
Yeah. So
I suppose getting them on the track and trying to get more games into them. But I suppose a big part of our progression as a playing group, Skurv, is really we just need to continue to get games into a lot of our young blokes. We're a young premiership side. We've got a lot of upside, which is great. So I think, a big part has been retention. And look, I'd say out of the 20 blokes that played in the senior grand final, I think we're nearly on track to have mostly everyone back.
Oh, that's good news.
Maybe Lachie McKellar at this stage is probably going to go up and have another crack at Penguin, which is great. Wants to go and challenge himself. But really, if we can return 19 out of our 20 senior premiership team, that's a great effort. And really, talking to Lyndon and Nathan and the Twos, it's looking really positive that a lot of the whole Twos premiership side is going to be back again as well. And as I said, there was probably 6-7 blokes that missed out that could have easily probably jumped into that team. So it's about them blokes then coming and working hard and trying to get a spot this year. So, it's been really good for us in regards to retention. We've had a good break. Obviously, last year was a long year. But I suppose our number one thing around when we talk about recruiting blokes is we try and get people back to our football club that have a connection to the West Coast or Queenstown, and it's obviously really pleasing that Jake Ray McCann has decided to come down and play at Queenstown. He's obviously a Queenstown boy, went to school with a lot of the boys. He's obviously a well-known player up on the northwest coast at Penguin. He was Penguin's senior captain last year. Missed out on the grand final just because he had a couple of injuries towards the end of the year. So to have him and his family come back down, I think it's great. Opportunity for him to play with some of his old schoolmates again. And no doubt he's probably going to be up there and one of the top two or three recruits in the DFA. So to add him to a senior premiership side is obviously a great result for us so far.
Sure. Yeah. No. It's really positive. But I guess there's that thing in your back of your mind that says, well, we don't want to look too far to the head. People say, you're trying to go back to back this year, but you don't want to sort of look too far at this end of the season.
Yeah. Look, I think it's the start of February. So, look, I suppose in a lot of the planning that we do over in the off season, we're always looking at your playing list and if you have any needs and what you have to do. And we're sort of to the point now where we feel like we've got a pretty settled list. We've still got another one or two things in the pipeline, which could be over sort of February, March, which would be great for us. But I think, in regards to saying, we want to go back-to-back and stuff like that, look, by all means, our goals won't change. Look, I think last year I talked to you a lot about that we sort of take it, we tick the boxes one step at a time, and again, it'll be similar. It'll be finished top three. It'll be make a grand final, and it'll be win a grand final. We're not going to think about those other two. You don't think about those other two until later in the year. So everything that we're doing at the moment is around getting ourselves ready for the season to then put ourselves in the best position to finish in the top three. So that's pretty much where we're at. We're not going to look any further than that.
Yep, that sounds good. Who should we watch out for this year, do you think, as the season progresses?
Well, look, I think there's a lot of players there sort of that are going to continue to step up. I mean, look, I think someone like Mark Marius, who has had a great football career, he's a two-time premiership player at our football club, the type of thing that he's probably missing off his football resume is probably like a DFA Team of the Year. And we all know Mark's definitely got the talent. He's obviously getting a bit older now, but I think with a big pre-season from Mark, and I know he's been doing a bit of work, is that's probably something where he can add to the resume with a really good, consistent year. Look, we always know there's the sort of seven or eight blokes that are going to consistently perform for us. But it's just that improvement across the board. If everyone just tries to be a little bit better player than they were last year, and if they can achieve that, we're going to be a little bit better of a side. So, there's a lot of those younger ones. Look, Sammy Shea, Matty Cole, those boys, they always get to train and get on the track and are trying to improve as much as they can. So, and then you've got blokes like Boshy. He's improved so much since he's come to the football club. It'd be good to just to try and get him as many games as possible in the reserves to just so he can keep improving. So look, there's a lot of blokes to watch out for. It's going to be a great year for us again, I reckon. But obviously, as I said, we're just focusing on all those things we can do to get better at the moment.
Sure. What about yourself, mate? Obviously, you were pretty close to winning the leading goal kicker in the Darwin Association. Just didn't quite get over the line it wasn't that far off. But, are there aspirations for you to kick more goals this year, or do you want to leave that up to...
Oh, look, at the end of the day, mate, I think I got the real prize at the end of the year.
Well, that's right.
The Premiership medal wrapped around my neck, and I'm stoked with that. I think the greatest thing for us as a forward line in the senior team last year is we had a lot of avenues to go. Yeah. I mean, early in the year, that's where I kicked a lot of goals. And as Mazda and Flea came into the side and then got fit as well, we sort of had the four big sort of main blokes down there, myself, Alex, Maz and Flea, that could kick a lot of goals. But then we also had a lot of goal-kicking midfielders. Like Sam Newson, on any given day, could come and kick eight out of the midfield if he wanted to. He's a gun. So that was probably one of our strengths, in that we were a very offensive football team and that we could kick lots of scores. And I think it showed in the grand final. I mean, Somerset still put 90 points on us. Maybe we were a little bit loose. If we really wanted to review the game, I don't really care because we won. But I mean, we kicked like 20 goals, 19. We had 39 scoring shots in the grand final. We were a very attacking football side and obviously very hard to shut down. I think that was one of our strengths. And I suppose, we really want to probably tighten up a little bit more defensively, even though I think our defence, our back five, a great back five anyway. But we just want to continue to get better, Skurve, and obviously not get too far ahead of ourselves. I think the DFA is going to be a great comp this year. I think it's going to be very even. I think South Burnie obviously didn't go very well last year, but they have recruited really well. Mm-hmm. I think Yolla have done something similar to us and wanted to get lots of Yolla people back to their football club, and they've obviously recruited well from Wynyard. So Yolla are going to be a very hard team to beat this year. Yeoman have added one or two pieces and they weren't far off last year. Somerset again will be thereabouts, like we played them in the grand final. They're not going to be going anywhere. So I think the top five or six is going to be really, really even across the year. Look, our biggest advantage is that we're going to get to play home games, and we know that teams don't like to bring full-strength teams, but I reckon that might change a bit this year because teams are going to have to win, so they're going to try and beat us down here.
Yep.
But then I think, like, Ridgely, like, they've still picked up a couple as well. Like, you can't probably discount them too much. They might pop up. I just think Corona's obviously going to struggle. They've got their challenges. They're rebuilding, but it's just great to have them in the competition.
Absolutely.
I think, like, if you're looking at all the football competitions on the coast, the DFA is shaping up to easily be probably the one of the most even ones. So, look, it's going to be an extremely hard premiership to win. We just got to try and, as I said, train hard in the next couple of months, get ready for April when the season starts, and as I said, put ourselves in the best position by finishing top three.
All right, mate. Well, that's all well said, mate. Thank you for joining us today. We'll leave it there. But we certainly wish you all the best for the season as well. Put our fingers crossed, obviously, as well. And we'll try and catch up with you during the year as well for updates.
Yeah, thanks, Skurve. Obviously, appreciate the support you and 7XS give us. So looking forward to catching up with you throughout the year.
Indeed. Thank you, Toby. Toby Lutwich there, coach of the Queenstown Crows Footy Club, joining us on XS Sport this morning here on 7XS.